It's time to tune up your taste buds and take a trip to culinary heaven, because we're live from Jasper's Kitchen, presented by Hen House. Sit back, relax, and enjoy something new from the wonderful world of delicious cooking with our favorite chef, Jasper Marabli, and his co-host, food journalist, Kimberly Stern. And now, here's the godfather of Italian cooking, Chef J-Man and Toots.
Man, how about Kimberly? I'm eating right now.
What's new, Jay? I'll start the show. Hey, Jasper.
Hey, Kimberly, how can you not be eating when you're here at the Hen House holiday? It's like Thanksgiving dinner here at the store.
Oh my gosh, it's incredible. We're eating
mashed
potatoes, gravy, dressing, green beans, turkey, and
banana cream pie. You were sitting there saying, they said, did you want some pie? And you
could
looked
I
like
interest you in pie?
You were looking like, oh, I don't know if I'm gonna have any pie or not. Are you trying to kid over there?
Well, hi, Jay.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Kimberly,
and we'll talk about how people can order.
Lisa has a little competition with those mashed potatoes there.
Uh-oh, Miss Lisa.
Pre-order your fresh, never frozen holiday turkey today. That's right, my friends. Hen House is your market. Come home to a Hen House holiday again. Fresh hen turkeys. That's right. They are fresh here at the Hen House Market. Not those frozen thawed turkeys. Come on. You know the difference. You can tell the difference.
None of those cold birds.
Cold birds. You bet it, lady. And right now at the Hen House Market, we are giving away free Starbucks coffee. Oh, how about that? Tippins pies, Miss Kimberly.
And you know what the secret phrase
is? What's the secret word? I don't know yet. You tell me. It's your job, lady.
Donut Day.
Donut Day.
It's National Donut
Oh,
Day.
Oh, my gosh. How about the response on Facebook yesterday from people?
Oh, my gosh.
Now, I'm going to tell you right off the bat, I have a lot of friends in the donut business.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to tell you my two favorite ones right now. I'm going with Donutology.
The new donut store on Westport Road.
And I discovered Ray's off of Vivian Road.
Ray's.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-mm-mm. I'm telling you, this guy, some of those donuts, they used to bring Lisa and Alex boxes at the restaurants.
Yeah.
Back 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah, good stuff.
Oh, I'm
so people weighed in. Krispy Kreme, Donut Lounge, the other store in Westport, of course. John's Space Age Donuts.
Yeah, those are good. I stopped on the way to the studio to get those.
Overland Park Poppies, Doughboys in Raytown.
Yeah, I haven't heard of those two.
Big Daddy's in Raymore. Now, that's worth a drive.
That's right. Johnny's on Prospect.
Yeah. Fluffy Fresh. Lamar's. Yeah. Boulevard Pastries.
Yeah, I didn't know. And I didn't know Julian. She does... Selena does donuts on weekend brunch.
Yeah. Donut King, Hertz Donut in Springfield, Missouri.
Hertz Donut. I just slapped Kimberly.
Was that like, okay.
That's like 1970s. I'm sorry. Oh, that's like Simpson. You know, that's like something he did. You know, Hertz Donut.
Oh, my gosh. Jasper, it was good.
First, I didn't hit her, my friends.
Did you want to see if I was actually reading what you sent me?
Hertz Donut. I didn't even think of that one ahead of time.
McLean's, lots of good donuts. So you got to go out and eat some donuts today.
And how about this? How do you pronounce that? Bun me fall? I'm asking you,
I'll let you do it.
Bun me fall. They say, someone wrote in, said those are great donuts there, too. I had no idea.
Huh.
Beer Kitchen has donuts. I know that for a fact. I've had them before. And I'm celebrating myself today.
What?
I made Zeppelis.
You did, and you didn't bring
me. Well, we already had Zeppelis, baby.
Why didn't you bring me some?
Well, because I promised Lisa I'd make her something because she's been a little under the weather, so I fixed breakfast this morning.
You're a sweet guy, Mr. Jasper.
Bacon and Zeppelis.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's the breakfast of champions.
That's the breakfast of Sicilians. Pancetta and Zeppelis, let me tell you. Okay, my friends, come on over here and visit Kimberly and I because we have a great show lined up today. I'm actually very hungry still. Is very hungry? Is that
very
okay?
Hungry.
Very hungry?
Yeah. You're very hungry.
I'm starving.
You're starving. Yeah. You're famished.
Oh, there you go with the big words again. Come on. Drop it down to the fourth grade reading level.
Yeah, we've got fat rice from Chicago.
I got to go there. I want to get to Chicago and eat this restaurant.
Great restaurant. We've got Hungry Fan.
Was that a great interview?
And a famous sports sports agent. His daughter has written this incredible cookbook, and actually she has a whole brand based around game day food.
And you're going to love the interview because I had no idea who she was, did not do my homework, and I just put my foot in my mouth on that interview.
And Jeroko from...
how do you pronounce that again? Jeroko?
Jeroko from Kansas City, Kansas. We've got Chef... Carlosson.
Leonard had dinner there last week, and so it was just amazing. The oysters, yeah. Everybody on Facebook eats, talks about it nonstop. And James Worley, my good friend, the Tomato Whisper, and I, Lisa and his wife, are going to have an omakase dinner there in a few weeks.
Very cool.
Yeah, how about
it's
that?
It's actually Jirocho, I think. But anyway,
Jirocho,
yeah.
I don't know. I can't speak. And he's opening up out south.
He is. And I was at an American Royal party last week. He was one of the chefs.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Did amazing. All the chefs there were amazing.
Why aren't you eating while I'm eating?
Anyway, because I'm doing the show. I'm doing the heavy lifting here, Jasper.
Hey, I memorize my work. I do the work at home.
Okay.
So I know I come here, I'm going to eat.
Homework. So, Jay, where did you eat this week?
Well, let's see. Tuesday. Tuesday
your
lunch.
Day off.
I know. I can't remember where I went.
I know where you went.
Tell me again.
Because
remind
I
me
follow
real quick.
You.
I can't remember.
Dunn's Cider Mill.
Oh, that was Sunday morning.
Okay.
It was 8 o'clock.
Boulevard Tavern. You were there.
We were at the Boulevard Tavern. Lisa and I and Tony Romano. We met Tony.
Dewey's Pizza at some point this week.
That was late one night. That was kind of like a late night pizza.
You went and got some tacos at the Taqueria.
Oh, my gosh.
On,
I'm telling you about these tacos.
Redbridge Road
I'm so confused.
Holmes.
I get lost out
right?
there. I mean, it's so easy to find, probably.
Blue Ridge
not
and Holmes.
Too far from Katie because she said, why didn't you call me?
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, they have an avocado salsa there I'm obsessed with.
Yeah.
The crispy tacos Tuesday nights.
Yeah.
I think tacos are only like a buck.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's one of those hidden secrets, isn't
James
it?
James Worley took a photo, and I posted it. He says, I just ordered me 18.
And you were at Tassos. Of course, Tassos is celebrating a big anniversary this year. So
Tasso or Tattoos?
I thought Tassos was.
Tattoos. Well, Tasso is, too. We
right.
got him on the show.
Exactly.
I was at Tattoos.
Oh, you were at Tattoos.
I'm sorry. Tattoos. Boy, don't mind my spelling. I sent Kimberly the notes, you know. Did my homework again there, lady.
Talking into the phone. I love it.
Hurts, don't it?
Well, we've got, again, a great show lined up. We're here at Hen House where they've got their holiday party in full force.
Gosh.
You can come in and find out how you can make your holiday entertaining easier.
Season's Eatings. It's just around the corner. But more than that, Miss Kimberly, the Hen House Loving It Local magazine is out. This is huge,
Kim. We've got to talk about this because you used a certain coffee.
Oh, yes. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about the cover photo.
It's beautiful.
It is. It really is. The Hen House magazine. Get it now. This is Jasper Mirabile.
And Kimberly Stern.
We are live from Jasper's Kitchen at the Hen House on 170th and Row in Leawood, right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710, Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
We're on the road, Miss Kimberly.
We are.
We're in Leawood at the Hen House. Mark, you need to come over and visit Miss Kimberly and I because, Kimberly, it's the holiday open house right now.
It's the holiday open house, but before we get into that, remember, the secret phrase is Donut Day, National Donut Day, something about donut.
Oh.
You can win lots of good stuff.
Tippins, pie, gift certificates.
Right.
Come on, the holidays are right around the corner. And free Starbucks coffee right now. Make sure you get a hold of the magazine also, Kimberly. It's the Hen House Loving It Local magazine. It's about 40 pages. No, I'm sorry. Wow, I'm wrong.
Can you count that high, James?
Oh, thanks a lot. 75 pages this time of beautiful recipes. How it's all about David Ball making a hen house. I love that article.
It is. It's a gorgeous magazine, and look what's on the cover.
Oh, Jasper's coffee crusted rib roast.
And what coffee?
Roastery, baby. How about it?
That looks gorgeous.
I got the Voodoo blend. That's the one I use for this.
Love it.
And then you have a tip for a holiday hot cocoa bar. Mm. And our friends are on there also, Kimberly.
Lewisburg Cider Mill.
There's so much more in the magazine. And, of course, some great coupons. You can't miss out this year. Kimberly, I have to give you a little congratulations on
Why?
The side. I follow you a lot, and I opened my mail yesterday morning, and the Tivol magazine was there.
Oh.
This is not a plug for Tivol or anything, because they're good friends of mine anyway. But what a beautiful magazine.
Well, I was contacted a couple of months ago after Mr. Tivol passed to do several pieces, several tributes to him in the Tivol magazine,
oh,
and it just
gosh.
Came out. So
it was really something else.
Thank you.
And the tribute to Ruthie also. Wow. A little sidebar. It was
a pretty emotional interview with her. But
well,
thanks,
cheers
Jay.
To them. And I have to read into your article to see a true writer, and about The Rock, and everything. It all kind of made sense. I read it twice, to be honest with you.
Thank you,
because
Jasper.
I didn't hit the title at first. I go back and I hit things, and it all comes to me. So
thank you.
Oh, I loved it. Believe me. Well, my friends, we have a great interview coming up. I think you're really going to like this one because Kimberly, you know, she goes all around. She gets all these books for us. She gets all these local chefs that come on the show. It's a lot of work on your part. And people don't realize what really goes into the show with the producers, the directors, the engineers, you know, a staff of almost 47 people on our staff now.
And the celebrities,
and
you have you're a diva. You need a green room.
Come on, listen, we're going up by 256 million listeners across
the
country.
At least, we've
gone up almost 200 million listeners this year. It's unbelievable, a banner year. Well, right now, Kimberly, let's talk with our next guest.
We are going to be talking with Abe Conlon from Chicago and Fat Rice.
Abe, take it away right here on KCMO
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Kimberly, I think you may have found one of my favorite new cookbooks.
And it's a very unique cookbook. It's sort of a cookbook meets comic book meets history lesson meets culinary world tour. And we have one of the authors on the phone with us to talk about the adventures of Fat Rice, recipes from the Chicago restaurant. Abraham Conlon, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, let's just get right into it. The name of the restaurant, of course, is Fat Rice, opened up in 2012, and such great accolades from Bon Appetit, Food and Wine, of course, the James Beard Foundation, where they received honors. This is really something to come up with a cookbook that combines a cookbook and a comic book. I mean, these drawings are unbelievable.
Sarah Beacon, our artist, did an amazing job and really helped us illustrate just all the recipes and techniques and kind of different concepts through her artwork. We love her. She's great.
And you are one of the chefs and co-owners.
Yes, I'm the chef and co-owner.
Wow.
So how did you get the idea for opening a restaurant in Chicago featuring the cuisine of Macau, which, of course, is located just an hour away from Hong Kong, correct?
Yes, yes, absolutely. So Chicago, I was living in Chicago, and after a recent trip to China, I went to Macau and learned of this unique cuisine that combined Portuguese, Chinese techniques, ingredients, but also Malaysian flavors and Indian spices. I had been researching Macanese cuisine in Macau for approximately 12 years prior to that, and I read an article in 1999 by Margaret Sheridan in Sabre magazine talking about Macau that combined all these elements. Myself, I'm Portuguese, and I grew up in a town with a 30% Southeast Asian population. I was always really interested in Asian flavors and Asian ingredients, and Macanese cuisine happened to combine my culture and my interests. And when it was time to open a restaurant in Chicago, it was not necessarily on the table in the beginning, but closer to opening, I wanted to do something unique and something that I felt was important and that I saw in Macau, China.
You collaborating with Adrian Lowe in the kitchen and also on this cookbook, of course, what's it like collaborating? I mean, more experience one side or, I have my brother's a partner, you know, I take care of the culinary side of the business and he takes care of the office in the front of the house.
Yeah, you know, it was a great collaboration, and Adrian, her and her family were the ones who had the idea to go to China originally, and then when we went there, I said, well, if we're here, we have to go to this place that I've been researching for years, Macau, and we went together and subsequently opened the restaurant, and eventually. Wrote the book. So it was an amazing experience. And Hugh Amano was the author, co-author, who really helped us clean up our words and make us sound good.
And so when did the inspiration for the cookbook come? Did that come pretty much when you and Adrian opened up the restaurant, you had in the back of your mind you wanted to do this killer cookbook? Or did that kind of come as you opened the restaurant and got your sea legs, as it were.
The idea for the cookbook came with time. Hugh Amano, again, the co-author, was our original opening sous chef, and he was a great writer. And he said, you know, there's some really amazing stuff here. Someday we should write a cookbook. And I said, yeah, someday. Let's see how the restaurant does. And then over time, people slowly started saying, hey, when are you guys going to write a cookbook? When are you going to write a cookbook? And then, you know, after a couple of people giving us a nudge, we said, well, maybe it's time.
So how did the illustrations and kind of the comic book inspiration come into play? Because it is fascinating. Jasper and I are here just leafing through it, and our jaws are on the floor because it's incredible.
Thank you so much. With the restaurant, originally, we did not have a sign, and it was on kind of a nondescript corner in northern Chicago or northern city Chicago, Logan Square. And we didn't have a sign, and I wanted to bring kind of a fun element into the restaurant. I, as a child, was really interested in comic books. I loved artwork. And when we found the logo, it did kind of have a comic book feel. And we wanted to utilize that as well as some imagery as signage on the fronts of the windows in poster form, which we made look like comic book covers or movie posters. And it really helped introduce people into our world with some dishes that may have been difficult to explain or specials that we might have been running in the restaurant at the time. And we enlisted Sarah Beacon. Shortly after we opened, she came into the restaurant and actually drew a cross-section of one of our famous dishes, the pocock-gai, or the Portuguese chicken, with all the elements kind of illustrated very nicely and labeled. And then she posted it on her blog, Thossom, which she puts up her artwork and tagged us on Twitter. And I said, this is the person that I've been looking for. She happened to be local and very, very talented, and we've been working together ever since. She's really great at, and her and I have a really great collaborative relationship in that she can really translate onto paper what I'm thinking in my mind. She's really great.
All right, let's just jump right into the title itself, Fat Rice. I mean, first things first, you're talking rice in this cookbook. I read that none of your meat dishes go out of the kitchen without rice. And rice is just part of life. I mean, that's what it's all about. And here you've incorporated it not only in the cookbook, but as the main ingredient almost in your restaurant.
Yes, you know, rice is life. And the reason why we named the restaurant Fat Rice was because that was the homestyle dish called arroz gordo, which a homestyle dish of Macanese cuisine, which you'll never find in a restaurant. You only find it in homes and celebrations, christenings, banquets, etc. And it's made for large groups of people. It means substantial rice. It doesn't mean that it's fatty. It just means that it's packed with a lot of different things. And traditionally, that dish has like a tomato-scented rice with turmeric chicken and Portuguese sausage and hard-boiled eggs and fried croutons and raisins, almonds, etc. And it was a direct representation of what we wanted to achieve with the food of Macau, basically showcasing the travels of the Portuguese to all the places that they had been over the past 500 years, from Brazil to Africa to India to Malaysia to Japan and ultimately to Macau. And it spoke directly to what we were doing, and the translation into English, Fat Rice, was a simple name that we loved, and it really fit. And a lot of the dishes that are not just the arroz gordo, but a lot of the other dishes are really kind of hearty, stewed, saucy kind of dishes, and pair excellent with rice. And it was frankly just delicious and heartwarming and soul fulfilling.
We're talking right now about the adventures of Fat Rice. The restaurant is called Fat Rice, and we're talking with Abraham Conlon. Now, Abraham, I have to ask you another question. I'm going through the recipes, and I see a lot of them are traditional ingredients, of course. And then on the pot sticker sauce, you're putting a little balsamic in it, so it's kind of a modern meets, old school?
Yes, there are definitely some tweaks. There are definitely some kind of modern adaptations that we use. Not everybody can get black chinchan vinegar, so we like the balsamic. It adds a little bit of sweetness to the dipping sauce. You know, that's one of the reasons. But we also really like the addition of a little bit of sweetness that the balsamic provides.
Well, my co-host is obsessed with desserts. Now, I'm talking for myself also. And immediately we go to the back of the cookbook, and Hong Kong style French toast. This has been written up before, something that you all have made popular at Fat Rice in Chicago.
Whoa, baby. That is a serious dessert or breakfast or lunch or whatever you want it to be. Yeah. Hong Kong French toast at its base is really just a peanut butter sandwich that has been coated in egg and then deep fried. We've elaborated a little bit by putting a little bit of banana inside, and then we serve it with, in the book, with papaya jam and coconut milk drizzle.
Say no more. I'm getting a plane ticket, Kimberly.
That would make the worst day like the best day, I think, Abraham. Don't you think?
It does. It makes people happy all the time. But now you don't have to come to Chicago. You can just make it in your home.
That's right. And that's one of the things we really love about this cookbook. It's very accessible to the home cook. And, of course, if you're an armchair traveler, it's a must-have. And if you're a fan of comic books, it's a beautiful book. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. I hope everybody enjoys.
Well, we look forward to meeting you someday. It's The Adventures of Fat Rice, A Rosa Gordo. Come on, my friends. Make sure you check out this long-awaited cookbook. Of course, it's already a number one bestseller. This is Jasper Morabili.
And Kimberly Stern.
We're live from Jasper's Kitchen right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710, Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
Miss Kimberly, it's the Live from Jasper's Kitchen Roadshow.
Is it really?
Yes,
we're on the road.
Oh, my gosh, we're on the road. We're in Leawood, in-house location, baby.
I've been in the car with you before, and it's a scary thing.
Oh, thanks a lot. Bring it up. Sure, sure. Hey, my friends, it's time now to pre-order your fresh, never-frozen holiday turkey from Hen House Market. That's right, the freshest ever.
Most freshest. I knew you were going to say that.
In the whole wide world, my friends. Kimberly, what a great show we have today. We're giving away a lot of prizes.
We certainly are. Donut Day, National Donut Day. Actually, there are two donut days, one in June, one today. If you come in and say Donut, National Day, whatever, Tippin's Pie certificate.
Tippin's Pies and some Starbucks coffee.
That's
How about
right.
that?
That's right.
Well, my friends, you need to go over here to the Hen House Market right now because they got so many great specials. It's the holiday open house, and I'm telling you, there's turkey. Oh, my gosh, Kimberly.
The turkey, the potatoes, the gravy.
How about the stuffing, the mashed potatoes, and the ham?
And the green beans.
Green beans and Tippin's Pies.
Banana
it's a Thanksgiving
cream pie.
Feast, my friends. Come on over here and get some samples right now, and you can win a free Tippin's Pie and some Starbucks coffee here at the Hen House Market, 117th and Row. It's always a great show when we're on the road, of course. We'll be on the road again for the next 6 weeks or so, Miss Kimberly, with the Hen House Market and celebrating the holidays.
That's right.
You have some great shows lined up.
We do.
But right now, we want to talk to a special guest. Here's another one. You're going to blow it out of the parking lot.
We're going to go over to KCK and Chef Carlos Falcon, who is making magic. And lucky for us, he's going to take his magic across the state line as well.
People are talking about Carlos. Let's talk with him ourselves right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Kimberly, you know what? Sometimes I like to start off my show eating.
Really?
Sometimes I like making a little noise and crunching up papers and teasing our guests.
I've never, ever seen you do that.
But our next guest brought in something so incredible, there's nothing left here for me to tease you with.
There's a little juice in the bottom of my
glass. I saw that, and yours, mine, there's not.
But I'm keeping it for myself.
We have brought in, I got to say, seriously, I think he's one of the hottest chefs. I'm talking about hot being, popular, not what you're thinking, Miss Kimberly.
Right.
One of the hottest chefs in Kansas City right now.
Yes. Carlos Falcon, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Carlos, you have to pronounce the name of the restaurant for us because I still can't do it.
Jarocho.
Jarocho.
And it means?
It means, that's how we call the people from Veracruz.
Like, which is where you're from?
I'm from, yes, that's what I'm from, south of Veracruz.
We've been here with Carlos for about a half an hour, 45 minutes talking beforehand, and the passion, Kimberly. Just listening to him, the history of each, dish and everything, but listening to his background.
Absolutely.
It makes you want to go, for lunch right now.
Oh, it does.
And we've been spoiled because we've already had a taste.
We already have. So tell us what you prepared for us today, because I think it's indicative of the cuisine you serve. It's very simple, very fresh, bold flavors.
Yeah, my cuisine is like you say, you know, one of the most simple things. We just do little things just to enhance the flavor a little bit. And we try to prepare the most traditional dishes from all over Mexico. In this case was camarones aguachile, which means shrimp aguachile. Aguachile means like chili water.
Right.
And every single state in Mexico, they think they have the best, which is very normal. You know, it's like here in Kansas City, you
barbecue.
Know. Barbecue.
Exactly.
Right. And so aguachile is a staple of every single state. You know, like I said, you know, they have a different ingredients. In the South, we decide, or I don't know who is the one that decide, but to add a little bit more cilantro, you know, a little bit more fresh herbs, and just to make it more vibrant and refreshing. I grew up by the coast, you know, a few meters from the ocean. And so that's the love for seafood comes
from. But that's
one
thing we were just talking about, Kimberly. It's very, very simple. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about this, not like, you know, it's not hard to prepare these dishes or something, but you're using the ingredients, and you're not putting 20 ingredients into a dish.
Nope.
You're not decorating these plates and, you know, and worrying about using tweezers to put something on there to make it look good. We're looking at we're tasting just the flavor of a few ingredients to bring out the flavor of the fresh seafood.
Yes, it's just love, I think. Is the love for seafood? Is the love for the ingredients?
Did
you know?
Just say it now? Is that one of our that we have to listen? We have to hold that quote or hold that and remember
we
that
do.
So we can. That's one of our. That's a saver right there.
It is.
Can I say saver?
Yes, you can, Jeff.
All right, saver. That's a saver.
Only if you can spell it.
Not S-A-V-E-U-R like Sevier. S-A-V-E-R.
So speaking of seafood, we were talking before we went on air with you, Carlos, about the oysters, for instance.
Oh yeah,
that
oysters.
You serve. And you get them from your purveyors?
Yes, we get it from all over the country, you know, and some of them as far as Canada, you know, British Columbia, East Coast, West Coast. There's like some from Louisiana when they have good production, you know.
Sure.
But sometimes they do have really good oysters. Right now, the most popular for us are from British Columbia in Virginia.
But we're talking harvested just yesterday.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Like
24 hours.
A lot of people, like, you know, the whole myth about don't eat seafood
exactly.
in certain days. I can get diver scallops, you know, they'll dive them on Saturday. And if there's a flight to Kansas City on Sunday, we'll get them on Sunday. So that's how simple it is, you know?
Wow.
So growing up in Veracruz, did you pretty much grow up on the fresh
Yes,
the fresh
I mean, I'm the youngest of seven siblings. So food, sometimes it was hard to come by. Mm. And so you got to fish in order to get some food, you know. So right. That's what we did. That's what, I mean, I learned to appreciate even the stuff that sometimes, like bad catch, you know, and things that people didn't want it. I learned how to cook them, you know.
Right.
And through my mother. And after that, you know, like years later, you know, with training. So, but that's how everything started.
And you want to keep it that way. I mean, you have some plans now, and our listeners should know that you plan on expanding the restaurant.
Yes, we're expanding.
Right now, what's the exact location in KCK?
Our location is on Kansas City, Kansas, 719 Kansas Avenue. The second location is going to be on 133rd and State Line. It's going to be on the Missouri side. So, yeah, there's a beautiful shopping mall, you know, and it has a patio, and we're just going to bring the same stuff that we have in KCK, you know, to the a lot of our customers, they come from that area.
Sure.
Right.
And they don't come as often as we want or as often as they want, you know.
Right.
So the distance sometimes kind of deters them from coming to the restaurant. So just bringing the restaurant over there, you know, going to be so fortunate to be your neighbor.
We like that a lot, my friend. That's what we were talking about in the hall.
So what is the most common thing you hear from diners in your restaurant once they've eaten your food? Is there a common thing that you hear?
How fresh it is.
Fresh. So it
freshness
really is the
first thing that comes to their,
yeah.
How fresh, how simple, mm-hmm. How, I mean, traditional, or I hate to use the word authentic, you know, because
sure.
A lot is being utilized in the wrong way most
right.
of the time. So,
right.
But it's traditional cuisine, you know,
right.
And, because if I say authentic, you know, another people from different states in Mexico, they're going to say, well, that's not authentic. You know, ours is authentic. Right. So if I say traditional, it kind of involves everybody.
Everybody. Yeah. Now, you're married to a Japanese woman.
Yes. So fortunate.
So you have some interesting infusions that you do
oh,
in your
course,
food.
Of course. You know, just being married to this wonderful woman, you know, it kind of trigger or enhance actually my interest for Asian cuisine. And it's not just the cooking, it's the ingredients that they use. The ingredients are like fantastic. And I think if you know how to utilize them, you know, and you add a little bit of those ingredients to your to my cuisine or any cuisine, I think it enhances the flavors a lot.
Yeah. Growing up in Mexico and during your childhood, do you think the biggest influence was your mother and family in the cooking?
Of course. My dad died when I was 4 years old. So my mom ended up with seven kids on her own. So cooking was a very important thing, was the main thing. And because she used to cook, and I used to sell the food on the streets.
You did?
Yes. And that's, being the youngest, you hit the short end of the stick, you know? Because I'm the one always with mom, and my mom has to go shopping, has to do this, and I was always helping her, you know?
So you were exposed to a lot.
Oh, I was exposed, yeah, tremendously, you know, and I was hands-on.
We're talking right now with our good friend, of course, very, very popular, Carlos Falcón of Arezzo Pescados Mariscos.
Just a seafood restaurant, Mexican seafood restaurant.
Well, that was a tough one for me, Kimberly.
I'm impressed.
I've been studying that. I didn't even read the sheets. I just kept studying that. I even have it typed up on my cheat sheet here.
Well, when are you opening over on 133rd? And
so we're looking for the second week of December.
Oh, wow. That close.
Yes. But, you know, like, you're a restaurateur too, you know, so you know that you can put a date, but most of the time it doesn't go that way, you know, things don't go that way.
We understand. Well, I mean, bringing fresh seafood here to Kansas City, doing it in the style of Mexico from your family's hometown, your passion, it's only going to be a success, my friend.
Thank you.
You know that. I mean,
thank you. That's
on,
really
just,
kind
and
of
just
you
just talking
say.
To you just for a few few hours here in the studio today. I can see it all over you, and it really comes out. How about it, Kimberly?
Well, the love. I think what he said, that was just beautiful. The love comes through.
And the tease of what you brought in here today is just...
Oh, yeah.
That says everything.
I was
going
to bring
right
more food, but I want you to go to the restaurant.
No, exactly.
I want you to come
that's
to the
good.
Restaurant.
That's, I will be
that's
there, believe
tease.
Me. That's all my friends talk about. Craig Jones and James Worley. That's always on their mind. And we're going to come for we're going to do like an omakase dinner. How about that, Kimberly?
Very fun.
Chef's going to prepare. I just invited Rob Carson to come with us. Well, my friend... All of our friends, you need to go out and see Carlos. Ask for him personally. You're in the restaurant all the time. So
yes.
Is your wife in the restaurant with you?
Sometimes when she brings the baby to see me because, I'm always working.
I went through that for many, many years at the restaurant. So.
But we're happy. We're happy. We're able to find the balance, you know, to deal with the restaurant and our life, you know, our personal life. And it's fun. We're enjoying the ride. Oh, yes, definitely.
That'll be fun. Well, we wish you much success. Continued success, my friend.
Thank you very much, Chef.
This is Jasper Morabli.
And Kimberly Stern.
We're live from Jasper's Kitchen right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710, Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
General. Hey, this is Jasper.
And Kimberly.
We are live from Jasper's Kitchen at the Hen House Market. And my friends, after so many years, Kimberly is standing up. Well, she was standing up. She just ruined that one for me. I had her standing up on the show.
I will next week, Jay.
Well, we were saying hello to a guest. We've had so many guests come by. They've had free pies.
And texts. We got a text from Chris Homily about Hertz Donut.
Oh, she's the one who put up the Hertz
she's
Donut.
She's been to in Lincoln. I got a text from my niece and her new husband who are listening to the show.
Is that something?
Yeah.
Scott Mallon just sent me a note. And, of course, Rob Carson on KCMO Morning Show just sent us a note also.
Sounding good.
We
and
like
that's
that.
High praise
oh,
from
you
Mr.
Bet.
Carson.
Well, Kimberly, we have a great interview coming on right now. I'm telling you, I think of all the interviews you did, or you set up, this is perfect timing because tomorrow is the big game at Arrowhead Stadium.
Exactly. We've got Dana Falk with us.
Well, let's talk to Dana right now here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710, Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
Kimberly, is this not the perfect weekend to talk about game day and tailgating and, you know, game day cookbooks.
Game day food. And you're a huge fan of tailgating.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
I mean, you love it. So we have, and this is so cool, we have Dana Falk, who is the daughter of famed sports agent David Falk, whom you know, Jasper.
I had no idea.
You've met him. He's actually eaten at Jasper's restaurant.
Yes.
And she's created, get this, an entirely new industry category she's coined as fangating. and it merges the fields of sports, food, and entertaining. And boy, can Kansas City relate to that? You go out to Arrowhead?
Yeah, come on, Arrowhead. Even come on, Royals, NASCAR here in Kansas.
Yeah,
it's unlimited here. Dana, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
I love this fangating. I mean, that's kind of like a hip new word.
It is fangating.
It really is. And we're just not talking, you know, putting a grill out next to your car or your van and putting some hot dogs on there. This is real food. This has a little substance to it.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up going to sporting events with my dad, and my favorite part of game day is really the sports fan experience, and a huge part of that in this country especially is the food. And so whether you're at home or in the parking lot, I'm all about celebrating that and you know, everybody coming together, hanging out, watching sports, and eating good grub.
So you, again, fangating, we love this concept. You expect the trend to grow, and how can businesses position themselves for it?
Yeah, so fangating, just to be super clear for people who are like, hey, what is that? You know, tailgating is very specific to the parking lot. Homegating is very specific to the home. And my belief is that it really doesn't matter where you are, because what we're doing as sports fans, as I said, is eating, drinking, watching sports, and hanging with friends and family. And you can do that anywhere. I mean, you could do it on the moon for all I care, as long as you have, you know, the ability to make some food. And
I like your thinking.
So, you know, for businesses and for people who are trying to sort of utilize the sports fans as an audience to further their own whatever, this is something that we do every Saturday, every Sunday, and really, truly, it's not even just football season, it's all year long. I mean, if you think about NASCAR, even baseball, there's a lot of fangating throughout the year. I mean, don't hate me, I went to Duke undergrad, and the only reason I wanted to go to Duke, I literally did one college application, was because I wanted to be a Cameron Crazy. And what Cameron Crazies do at Duke, Cameron Crazies is what they call the students, literally camp out on a field in front of Cameron Indoor Stadium from Christmas until the beginning of March, when Duke plays Carolina. And they're out there playing beer pong. They're out there, I mean, you get your work done, eating pizza, you know, hanging out. And it's literally just months of fangating just to go to one game.
Dana, I know that story well, because my daughter went to SMU in the Boulevard. I think that's the reason why she chose that school, not because of the academics. No way in the world.
Yeah.
And you just said it. You said, you know, even baseball, because if you look at the book and you go through the recipes, some of the recipes are very unique. I know some of them from your family, but we talk about corn dogs, you know, and then state fairs and everything, but Cracker Jack corn dogs? I mean, it just spells baseball.
Yeah, that was actually one of my favorites. I came up with that one for the New York Giants. The Giants, actually, football, but they asked me to come and cook for 1,000 of their season ticket holders. So I made up this recipe that sort of combines everything that's awesome about quintessential stadium food, as you just said. And that's what I got. That's what I came up with.
Okay.
It's really yummy.
Well, you know, Kansas City is the capital or the home of tailgating. Come on. I mean, we've won many awards in this town for the tailgating.
Oh, yeah.
People talk about Arrowhead Stadium, and there's no tailgating like this at all. You've come across many stadiums across the country, many venues. What do you think is some of the best that you've been to?
While everybody's always doing the same thing, like just in principle, it's very different even just across, you know, from baseball to pro football to college football. The culture's really different. It also varies, you know, based on where you are. Like, tailgating in the South is very different than tailgating in the Midwest, very different than tailgating before, you know, like a Padres game or a Chargers game in San Diego. And part of the reason it's different, and one of the things that I love about it, is that the culture changes, or I should say, like, the culinary culture, which is representative of, like, the overall culture of where you are, varies from place to place. And that's what makes it so special. So it's really also very hard to compare, because what you guys make in Kansas City is very different than what you might find in, like, Miami, for example. But that's really just based on the fact that Miami has a very different kind of, like, identity and culture and history than Kansas City.
Well, I'm on page, I can't read it, but anyway, it's Mama Falk's meatloaf. So it's something you grew up with. I'm looking at this, and Kansas City could make it its own by doing some sort of a barbecue glaze, rather than ketchup glaze, right?
Totally.
Did you see this, Jasper?
Instead of ketchup, slather on some Kansas City barbecue sauce instead.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There you go.
Look at this cheese.
I'm thinking Kimberly's
going
to dog-ear this page. How about it?
I am going to, Jasper.
Think about this, though. I mean, 80% of the U.S. population, that's almost 240 million people, tailgate, Kimberly.
That's That's a lot of people.
Yeah, and you've captured these recipes, I mean, from Boomer Esiason, Andre Agassi, come on, LeBron James. Did you actually meet these people in person also?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean,
How cool, so special.
That was, yes, having grown up with
I had no idea.
My dad being who he is. So Boomer's actually my sister's godfather.
Wow. That's huge.
Yes. I've grown up around, my sister and I have grown up around a lot of these guys. And, you know, while they're super famous athletes and, you know, big celebrities, they're just really cool people. And we have enjoyed a lot of time, you know, spent growing up with them. So
we could talk to you for days, and we're going to call you back next next book.
We're not going nowhere. Come on, we haven't even talked about the Poppin' Peach Cobbler yet.
You dog-eared my cookbook, Jasper. You dog-eared, yeah, that peach cobbler.
Cocktails in the back. I'm just going through this book. Are you serious? How are we going to end this interview now?
Your favorite cocktails back there, too.
I'm looking at the Sazerac.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, you like the Sazerac.
Oh, come on. It's a New Orleans tradition.
There you go. That's a strong one. That's a good kick in the pants right there.
So you've got an actual business called Hungry Fan. It's not just this cookbook. You've got an actual business.
Yes. So I like to think of myself sort of as a curator of game day for sports fans, or like a Martha Stewart of sport, you know, in training, if not hopefully already starting to reach that level. Because I have a lot of admiration for her and what she did.
Yeah.
But I have a line of spice blends that you can buy on Amazon and in Whole Foods here in New York, but unfortunately not yet in Kansas City. But you can get them on Amazon, and they're four different flavors that are meant to sort of help you spice up your food so that you don't have to necessarily make the sauces, and it just makes it easier to make really simple food really tasty.
I can only imagine what's on the horizon. I mean, the book is something else, and you go through this book, and I know our listeners, you got to get a copy of this. It's called The Hungry Fans Game Day Cookbook. Dana Falk, it's been great talking with you. 165 recipes for eating, drinking, and fangating. How about that, Kim?
I love it.
Dana, promise you'll come back on and talk more.
Absolutely. Thank you both. I really appreciate it. It was fun.
We appreciate it. This is Jasper Morabili.
And Kimberly Stern.
We're live from Jasper's Kitchen right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Back, Kimberly, I'm telling you, Arrowhead tomorrow, it's going to be a great game.
It's going to be loud.
I have the cookbook.
That's right.
It's going to be a
tasty,
great day. My friends, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Of course, Kimberly and I will be back next Saturday with another great show.
From Hen House.